This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
So much of what I see when I'm counseling people for prosperity is they're asking, or they seem to be concerned with and wondering, how do they win? How do they know when they've arrived? You know, when they can stop learning, stop growing, stop making money, whatever. And it's not about that. There is no summit for life. There is no final score for life. Those things happen after your life ends. If you want to have meaning in life, if you want to enjoy the journey, you have to enjoy the journey. And you can't be focused on a destination, a summit, a score. And I think that comes about to the identity you set for yourself. And that's what the identity you set for yourself has such a big deal, is such a big part in making you happy, in, or say allowing you to be happy by choosing to be happy, and giving you meaning for your daily existence, something that you're excited to throw the covers off the bed in the morning and jump out and get into your day. So if you want to have meaning in life, you have to build that meaning in your life. And you do it through your identity. And four things come to mind for me on that. The first is the principles you live by, right? We have to have things we value, right? Values that are important to us. And then we have principles that determine how we act in accordance with those values. So if you set principles and then you live by them and you say, okay, I'm going to do the right thing, even though this is inconvenient, even though this is going to cost me money, even though this will cost me political capital, I'm going to do this because it's in accordance with my principles. That's an important step toward that. The second thing is what you commit to. It's the actions you commit to, the people you commit to, the causes that you commit to. That's what defines who you are. That's what makes your identity. And then the other two things I think are really related to the first two. It's how you treat others and how you treat yourself. And see, how you treat others, this gets to that issue of contribution, about finding things that are bigger than yourself. Because, okay, at some point you say, well, how many Twitter followers do I need to be happy? How much money do I have to make to be happy? How big of breast implants do I have to buy to be happy? And you realize that, you know, none of those things matter. None of those things are going to make any difference. Because there's always somebody with more Twitter followers, bigger breast implants, more money, faster cars, more houses, more whatever you're keeping score of. So it isn't about those things. It's about your identity of who you are. And so at some point, obviously, I'm a prosperity guy. I want you to get the money thing out of the way. I want you to live in beautiful homes, drive beautiful cars, wear beautiful clothes, vacation in beautiful places, contribute to causes that bring joy to your heart, be able to get the money thing out of the way. But how you treat others, that leads you to that possibility of contribution, of giving back, of taking care of other people, and finding something bigger than yourself to be a part of. And then that last part is how you treat yourself, is giving yourself credit, forgiving yourself, stop beating yourself up, and understanding you are worthy and you deserve health and happiness and prosperity. And then you work on those things, then I think you really manifest the identity that you want to, of who you want to become, and you can live a life that's meaningful and brings joy to you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.